Disney Cruise Line announced that the completion of its newest ship will be delayed as a result of the pandemic. Disney Wish was scheduled to be completed in late 21 for a January 22 inaugural, but due to COVID-related delays at Meyer Werft Shipyard, the vessel will not be delivered on time. Disney's VP, Christine McCarthy, said that they are currently discussing new delivery dates, and as soon as we have those, we will make an announcement. And British cruise line Marella Cruises plans to resume operations this coming November with the Marella Explorer sailing regular itineraries to the Canary Islands. Other highlights for this season will be the Marella Discovery through the Eastern Caribbean, Canada, and the East Coast of the U.S., featuring overnights in Boston. Discovery 2 will run voyages in Asia, as well as Vietnam, the Philippines, San Juan, and overnights in Cuba. And finally, if you're looking to get your sea legs again, you can do so on a 145-day world cruise aboard the Seabourn Sojourn. The cruise will start in L.A. on January 11th of 22 and stop at 72 destinations in over 28 countries before reaching its final leg on June 6th in Athens, Greece. Currently, the pricing starts at only $67,000 per person, and options are also available by region. And cruise line stocks closed up a little bit on Monday. Carnival Corporation at 17.85, up 1%. Norwegian Holdings, 17.79, up 1.6%. And Royal Caribbean, 70.94, up 2.3%. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.